It's hard enough to get baseball players at a ballpark to sign a ball. Imagine what it took to get Nelson Mandela or Mikhail Gorbachev to sign one. That's exactly what one Long Island man has done. WSHU's Terry Sheridan reports on a collection of baseballs signed by 181 world leaders currently on display at the Cradle of Aviation Museum on Long Island.
Every one of those baseballs has a story, and Randy Kaplan is happy to share them.
Margaret Thatcher, okay. Of course, the Iron Lady. So, yeah, and here's another one that I treasure, too, Angela Merkel. I was very happy to get her. She's a tough one.
In more ways than one.
That's right.
He's always been a collector. Baseball cards and comic books as a kid, movie and rock star autographs as a teen. Kaplan, who is director of government affairs and senior lobbyist with the Long Island Board of Realtors, got the idea for the collection after a chance meeting with former President George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush at a ball game and had them sign a scorecard.
Went back to my hotel room and I thought about this and I said, I just met somebody who's going to go down in history, not a rock star, not a sports star, not a movie star, but a real piece of history. So I kicked myself afterwards for saying I should have gotten a ball signed. I'm at a baseball game. It would have made sense.
A short time later, Kaplan was at the Baseball Hall of Fame and saw a collection of balls that presidents had thrown out as a first pitch.
So at that point, I put two and two together and I said I would love to start a collection of signed baseballs from world leaders and presidents and have them on exhibit someday in a museum.
That was in 1993. Bill Clinton was the first to autograph a ball in 1996.
One of the ideas that I had with the original concept was to try and bring together the world to sign baseballs. What's more American than a baseball? And then it dawned on me, the same time I was thinking up this way of documenting this, diplomacy through baseball.
Since then, Kaplan has gotten signatures from some of the most influential people in the world.
I don't think I've ever seen Nelson Mandela's signature.
It's a beautiful signature. It's very highly unique, as well as being one of the most desired signatures in the world.
Kaplan got a little help in getting Mandela's signature from Queens Congressman Gregory Meeks, along with a warning from the great man. I better not see this on eBay. Getting a signature requires planning, luck, and a little bit of chutzpah. For example, getting Gorbachev to sign, Kaplan went to a book signing with the baseball and a phrase in Russian memorized phonetically.
When it was my turn, I simultaneously started reciting the passage, and I pulled the baseball out of my pocket. Well, security pushed me away, tried to grab the baseball. Mr. Gorbachev stood up, pushed the security guard away, took the baseball in his hand, sat down, signed it, stood up, bowed, handed me the ball, and shook my hand.
What was the phrase?
The phrase was, "It was a pleasure to meet you, sir. Would you be kind enough to take a photograph and autograph this for my collection?"
So, who's currently on Kaplan's most wanted list?
The top two people right now for me would have to be Vladimir Putin. I've been trying to get him for a long, long time. And the former president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. And if you're listening, President Sarkozy, I've sent you numerous baseballs to France. Please, please, sign one of the baseballs that I sent you and send it back to me.
The Kaplan collection has been displayed at the LBJ, Nixon, Ford, Clinton, and Herbert Hoover presidential libraries. Kaplan is not taking any chances. He has signed balls from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, along with their running mates. World Leaders on the Ball is at the Cradle of Aviation Museum through November 8th, which is Election Day, appropriately enough. Terry Sheridan, WSHU News.